Before looking at the summary, let's quickly go over the exercises. The first exercise asks you to write a template array class which can resize itself. The idea is similar to the table class, except that this is easier, as you will only be working in one dimension. The second exercise asks you to implement the bubble sort algorithm using a template function so that it can work with any type that implements the operations needed to implement the bubble sort algorithm. Finally, the last exercise asks you to rewrite the exercise from section 2.7.5, but this time use the table class as discussed in section 10.2 instead of 2D arrays. Note that the overall goal of this chapter was to get you familiar with templates. Consequently, you are just asked to go through the process of writing a template class and function class once. However, eventually you are encouraged to examine templates in more detail, as there are a lot of interesting advanced techniques which can be done with them. Sometimes we would like to create several versions of a class, where the only difference is the data type involved. Template classes enable us to do this. Specifically, we create a generic class built using generic type variables, where we can then substitute real concrete types into these type variables to form new classes. The compiler forms these new classes at compile time. Template classes reduce the number of classes that the programmer must explicitly write, and therefore they save time and reduce program size and complexity. Template functions are generic and can work on any data type that implements the operations used inside the function body. In this way, we can write one generic function that works for several types instead of a unique function for each type. Template functions reduce the number of functions that the programmer must explicitly write, and therefore they save time and reduce program size and complexity. Use templates for classes and functions, which can be generalized to work with more than one type. Standard vector, table, and linear search are examples of classes and functions which can be generalized in this fashion. The exercises in the textbook illustrate a few more examples, and Chapter 13 on the STL demonstrates a very sophisticated generic programming design.